fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
One Silver! Let's go, big fella! I am Silver! Hi!
The men in the Milton Cafe were startled when...
Freeze, all of you!
Those shots were just a warning.
Hey, don't shoot
them. Line up facing the wall over there with your hands reaching for the ceiling.
Hank, Bill.
Yeah?
Go get that cash. Make it fast.
Sure thing, Rock.
All right, come on, Bill.
Rock Gordon and his conflict.
Yeah, all right, get our business. Sure.
Rock and two others stood holding guns, while Hank and Bill quickly took wallets and cash from the line of men.
All right, Rock, we clean them all.
Good, let's get away from here, Prado.
All right, let's go.
Come on, let's get after him. Somebody notify the sheriff. Let him have it!
Rock and his men rode at a fast pace for some time. Then, feeling they were safe from pursuit, Rock called a halt.
Ho, 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 ho!
Men, I figure we didn't get too much from that mangy crowd at the cafe. But it'll tide us over till we pull a big job I have in mind.
Yeah, all right.
What do we do now, Rock? I reckon a posse will be after us soon.
We'll cover our tracks by following the river a ways. And we'll head for Dove Creek. Well,
why are we going there, Rock?
That's where we'll pull our next job. And it's a big one. I'll tell you about it when we get there. Now, let's go.
Get up!
Get up! Come on, get up!
Dove Creek, a three-day ride from Milton, was a small settlement on the Butterfield Trail, the main wagon train route from the east to the southwest. Rock and his men settled in a deserted cabin a short distance from the settlement. Soon after their arrival, Rock told the others of his plans.
Now, I said I'd tell you about a big job I have in mind, so listen close, all of you.
Let's hear it, Rock.
There's nothing in Dove Creek but a trading post and a one-horse cafe, Rock. I don't savvy what you brought us here for.
Now, give me a chance, Hank, and I'll tell you.
Yeah, go ahead, we'll listen.
Well, Dove Creek is a sort of a way station between Fort Belknap and Fort Stockton, where wagon trains get water and more supplies.
What's that got to do with it?
I'm getting to the point, Bill. Stop interrupting.
Yeah, Bill. Yeah, let Rock go on.
What's the big job, Rock?
Remember the stage we held up near Milton last week?
Of course.
Well, when I was going through the mail sack looking for cash, I found a letter.
This is it.
What's it about?
Why is that important?
This letter is from a trooper at Fort Smith, Arkansas, to his mother in Milton. I read a few of the letters just to pass some time. And when I read this one, I found it contained some very important information.
Get to the point, Rock.
Come on.
All right, I'll read part of this. Listen. At last, I have a chance to get home to see you, Mom. The Army is sending 4 wagons carrying mostly ammunition to Fort Stockton. I'm coming with them, but I have permission to leave the wagons when we reach Dove Creek and ride over to Milton to see you for a week.
Rock, don't tell me you're lughead enough to figure on grabbing ammunition and trying to sell it.
Shut up, Hank, and let me finish reading. I'll tell you a secret, Mom. It's just between us, remember. Now, this is it, boys. We'll also be carrying some raw gold that's to be turned over to the Mexican government.
Raw gold?
We expect to reach Dove Creek about the 5th or 6th of next month.
Hey, now that is something.
Sure. We can get that gold.
That's the general idea. And this is the 4th of the month. That wagon train ought to be coming along tomorrow or the next
day. Snooping through those letters sure paid off, Rock.
It'll pay off plenty if we get that raw gold. We'll all be set for life.
You forget troopers will be guarding those wagons.
No, I haven't forgotten that, Bill. I'll figure out some way to get to that gold in spite of the troopers. I don't think there'll be more than 2 to a wagon. That's 8. And 4 wagon drivers, making 12 men altogether that we'll have to face.
Yeah, but there are only 5 of us.
Oh, that's right.
Don't you worry. I'll find a way.
The Lone Ranger and his Indian companion Tonto rode eastward along the Butterfield Trail from Fort Stockton.
Major, Fort say them use ID you give them, Kemosabe. But how to ship gold from east?
I'm glad the Army did use my idea, Tonto. They can't be too careful with a shipment like that.
Only troopers who come with wagons know about gold. Them not tell anyone.
Sometimes in cases like that, one man unintentionally gives away the secret. In spite of every precaution, I hope no one has this time.
That not be good. Why we come to meet wagons, Kemosabe?
Once they get west of the Pecos, there's danger from Indians, Tonto. We'll scout ahead of the wagons until they reach the fort.
Indians like to get ammunition. You plan to ride until we meet wagons?
No, we'll travel as far as the Colorado River, just beyond Dove Creek. Then we'll wait there until we see the wagon train cross. Come on, Silver.
Get him up. Come.
That night at the hideout cabin near Dove Creek, Rock Gordon spent some time trying to think of a plan to overcome the wagon guards and get the gold. Finally, he slammed his fist on the table, exclaiming,
I got it, men.
Got what?
You jughead, I've thought of a way to get that gold.
How are you going to do it?
Yeah, what about the guards?
Here's how we work it. I know where the Butterfield Trail crosses the Colorado River. We'll camp in the woods up around a bend from the trail crossing and wait for the wagons to come along.
Then what?
Well, the river isn't very wide. We'll wait till the 4 wagons and the troopers are in the water. Then we'll ride down the bank in front of them and pick them off with bullets. They'll have their hands full trying to manage the horses in the water.
Say, that might work.
Sure. And then all we have to do is find the wagon with the gold in it and drive it away.
Sounds good.
When are we going to ride out there?
We'll go there in the morning and be waiting when the wagons get there with the gold.
The following morning, the 5 crooks rode to the river and camped in the woods around a bend from the crossing. Some miles away, the wagons moved slowly westward along the trail.
Well, Sarge, it's not too many miles from here to Dove Creek.
I sure don't see how you can tell, Clem. This prairie land looks all alike to me.
I was born down this way, so I'm used to it. We'll soon reach the Colorado River. A short distance beyond that is Dove Creek.
Yeah?
That's where I leave you and head directly south for Milton.
I reckon your ma will be looking for you to arrive, eh?
Yeah, I wrote her that I was coming.
Hey, how about the crossing at the Colorado? Is it very hard?
No, it's not very wide or deep. Ought to be easy.
Good.
I figure we'll reach the river about noon and we'll spend the night at Dove Creek.
Yeah, get up there. Get along.
Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode toward the river from the west, but were still some distance away.
We may see the wagons before we reach the river, Tonto. They may have crossed it by this time.
Uh-huh.
That will be just as well. When we sight them, we'll turn and keep ahead of them to watch for trouble.
It take us longer to come here than me think, Kimasabe.
It doesn't matter, just so that gold comes through safely. Monsilver!
Rock Gordon sent Hank back along the trail to make certain they hadn't been followed. Another of the gang was sent ahead to watch for the wagons. Hank rode back a short distance. Then, as he started around a bend in the trail, he caught a glimpse of two horsemen coming over a rise. Hank quickly turned off the trail and drew rein behind some large boulders.
Easy, boy. Steady. Yeah. Now, wait till they come around the bend. They look suspicious. I'll give them bullets.
The horsemen Hank had sighted were the Lone Ranger and Tonto. The two men soon approached the bend in the trail.
The river isn't much further, Tonto.
That could.
The masked man and Indian rode around the bend and were nearing the boulders when...
Tonto!
The masked man fired several shots toward the boulders, then quickly dismounted and ran to his fallen companion.
Tonto! Now,
me not hurt bad, Kimasabe.
A bullet grazed your temple. I'll attend to it at once. I heard someone riding away from behind those boulders.
They'd be all right.
I'll bandage your head, and we'll pick up that man's trail and go after him.
Hank returned to the outlaws' camp along the river and told what had happened.
I plugged one of them, the engine. The other one, a masked hombre, started throwing lead my way, so I cleared out in a hurry.
You crazy jughead. Why don't you just tell us instead of trying to gun him?
Why? I told you I hit one of them.
You said one of them was masked and one was an Indian, didn't you?
That's right.
That means we'll have trouble on our hands.
Why?
I've heard of a masked man who rides with an Indian. And they're two hombres I've never hankered to meet.
Well, I don't savvy.
Did you notice the horses they were riding?
Well, yeah. A masked hombre rides a big white stallion. The Indian has a paint.
Sure. They're the ones. The masked man on the white stallion is known as the Lone Ranger.
What's that? I've heard of him. He helps the law.
That's right. He and his Indian friend both help the law. Just when we have a chance to pull the biggest job of all, Hank is dumb enough to tangle
it. But they didn't see me, Rock. I wing the redskin and beat it.
Yeah? Well, that masked man won't give up now till he finds you. They're plenty smart, Hank. They'll pick up your trail, come here, and spoil all our plans.
We're five against two, and the Indian's wounded. What do we have to worry about?
Plenty.
They'll keep us from getting that gold.
What are we going to do, Rock?
We ride a short distance in the water to throw them off our trail and delay them. Then we'll head east along the trail, find a good place to ambush the wagons before they reach the river.
The gang rode some distance in the water, then turned eastward to meet the wagon train.
Hey, look, here comes Bill. I sent him to locate the wagons. They must be coming along the trail. Hi, Bill. What'd you find out?
The wagons, four of them, are back about 5 miles.
Good.
5 miles. That's
fine. Why'd you leave the river?
Quickly and briefly, Rock explained about the masked man and Indian Hank had seen.
I've heard of them. Hank was a fool to fire on them.
Well, we've covered our trail to delay them long enough for us to ambush the wagons and get that gold.
There's a gully a couple of miles back along the trail. That'll be a good place for an ambush.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. We'll go there and wait for him to show up. Let's go.
Get up! Get up there! Come on! Get up.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue. Rock and his gunmen had covered their tracks, then crossed the river and headed along the trail toward the oncoming wagons. One of the outlaws sent ahead to watch for the wagon train came back with the news that it was about 5 miles to the east. He told of a gully 2 miles along the trail from which the gang could ambush the wagons. Rock and his men rode to the gully and dismounted.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. This gully is a perfect setup for an ambush. Sure. We'll be able to spot the wagons coming over the rise back along the trail, but they won't be able to see us.
That's just it. Yeah, and we can see in the other direction, too. In case that masked man and Injun find our tracks and head this way to interfere.
How are we going
to
work it, Rock? Wait till the wagons are passing the gully and then rush them?
No. We'll take positions over there, along the brush-lined bank of the gully, facing the trail.
Yeah?
And then, after the wagons come over that rise and start down towards us, we'll begin picking off the guards.
Yeah, that ought to take him by surprise.
Yeah, sounds good.
That's the idea, Hank. And if they got wind of us being here, we wouldn't have much of a chance against them. But taking them completely by surprise and creating confusion is what I'm counting on.
Yeah, it ought to work, Rock. That is, if that masked man and Indian you told me about don't butt in.
I'll worry about them, Bill. Now, remember, men, we're playing for high stakes. A wagon load of raw gold. And that's worth taking a big risk for.
Sure, getting away with a wagon loaded with gold won't be easy, Rock. It'd be a cinch to trail.
Let's get that gold first, Hank. Then we'll make plans for getting away with it. And I'll show each one of you where you'd be hiding when that wagon train appears.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto, who except for a slight soreness on the temple, was otherwise unharmed, quickly picked up the trail left by Hank when he rode from behind the boulders. Later, the two men drew rein in the woods where the outlaws had been waiting.
Signs show there are 4 or 5 men, Kimsabe.
The hoof marks show they rode from here toward the river, Tonto. They may have crossed.
Why you think them here?
It's possible they were waiting for the wagons that are coming through. Try to follow their trail. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
The masked man and Indian soon discovered that the outlaws had not crossed the river at the point where the hoof marks entered, and they began a systematic search of the riverbanks. Meantime, Rock and his men took positions along the brush-lined bank to await the arrival of the wagons.
Men, the important thing is to make every shot count the first time. Plug as many as you can before they realize what's happening. The rest ought to be easy.
Right. I hope that masked man and Indian don't find the trail where you left the river. Come here before the wagons arrive, Rock.
Oh, I figure it'll take those 2 hombres a long time. That is, if the Indian's still able to ride.
The redskin is badly wounded or dead. Maybe the masked man will give up?
Oh, no. From what I've heard about him, that'd make him more determined than ever to find us. We'll keep our eyes peeled for him as well as for the wagons.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto spent considerable time locating the place where the crooks had left the water and headed eastward.
Well, Tonto, here's where they left the river.
Hoof marks go east.
I'm more convinced than ever that they're waiting for those wagons. Now it seems they've gone to meet them. We must hurry, Tonto.
Monsilver! Get up, Scout!
Get up there! Get off!
Moving slowly westward, the 4 wagons gradually approached the gully where the crooks waited in ambush.
We've been mighty lucky to come through without trouble, Sarge.
Well, the trip isn't over yet, Clem. I understand the really bad Indian country is behind us.
The river is just a few miles away now.
Yep. Well, come on there. Get along. Get in there.
Though the troopers didn't see the Lone Ranger and Tonto approaching, others had seen the 2 riders. Rock Gordon and his men realized the masked man and Indian had found their trail.
Hey, look. The 2 hombres coming from towards the river. Must be the masked man and the Indian.
Yeah. And just when we've sighted the wagons coming the other way.
What do we do about it?
Well, the wagons are still 1/2 mile from here. We'll attack them as we planned, then fight off the masked man and the Indian. Mm-hmm. Now remember, pick off as many of the guards as you can, then turn your guns on the Lone Ranger and the Indian as they move in. Get ready.
We're all set.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto saw the wagons coming. The masked man also saw something else, that the hoof marks they had been following turned and entered the shallow end of a gully that ran parallel to the trail.
Tonto, those men must be waiting in ambush near here.
Maybe them shoot a guard before we reach wagons.
We'll signal the wagons. Start shooting in the air, Tonto. Come on, Silver!
Get up, Scout!
Hearing the shots, the troopers guarding the wagons knew something was wrong.
Hey, something's happening down there. Better stop the wagons.
Stop the wagons!
Meantime, the masked man and Indian had swerved from the trail after firing the warning shots. They quickly disappeared from sight among the trees. In the gully, Rock and his men realized they had to act at once, even though the wagons had stopped back on the rise. The crooks began firing at the wagon guards. The troopers realized the outlaws were in the gully.
See? Just as I thought. Let them have it, man.
Rock Gordon and his men knew their plan had failed, but for a few moments they continued to fire at the troopers.
Oh, I'm hit!
Rock, we better get away from here. That masked man is around someplace.
Yeah, thanks to you. I'm going to concentrate on putting a bullet in them. Then maybe we can still turn the tables on those troopers.
The engine and masked man rode in among the trees.
Sure, sure. Most likely planned to sneak up behind us. You keep firing. I'm going back into the woods and try to find that masked man.
Right.
Oh, easy, Scout.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto dismounted among the trees and went forward on foot with the intention, as Rock had guessed, of getting the drop on the crooks from behind.
Hello. Those crooks are busy firing at the troopers. They may be able to reach the edge of the gully behind them.
The masked man and Indian went cautiously from tree to tree and gradually moved closer to the crooks. Meanwhile, Rock, hidden by underbrush, had gone in among the trees hunting the masked man. Suddenly, a bullet whined close to the Lone Ranger.
That was close. Came from behind.
The Lone Ranger dropped from sight, then moved to the protection of a large tree. He scanned the woods behind him, holding his fire until he could locate the man who had shot at him. Then, seeing bushes move near another tree, he fired. Tonto continued to go forward toward the gully. He knew the Lone Ranger could take care of himself and wanted to make certain the other crooks didn't leave. The masked man again dropped down and moved carefully and soundlessly through the underbrush toward the tree where he knew the gunman was hiding. Rock Gordon cautiously looked toward the place where he had last seen the masked man.
I'll get him.
He held his gun ready for another quick shot. He stood behind a large tree, waiting breathlessly. Then he saw Tonto's back as the Indian reached the edge of the gully. As he turned his gun to fire at Tonto...
Hold it, you...
The bullet went wild as an arm suddenly encircled Rock's neck, pulling his head back and cutting off his breath. Rock struggled and turned.
I'll fix you.
I haven't time to waste with you.
Rock, knocked out by the heavy blow to the chin, fell to the ground. The Lone Ranger quickly used the crook's neckerchief to tie his hands behind him, then used Rock's belt to bind his feet. Taking Rock's gun, he ran forward to help Tonto. Tonto had taken the outlaws by surprise. Hank and Bill were wounded, and the others started to fight back when the Lone Ranger appeared beside the Indian.
Drop your guns!
They've got us!
The other two crooks, facing the guns in the hands of Tonto and the masked man, hurriedly dropped their weapons and raised their hands.
Get all the guns, Tonto.
Me get them.
At the wagons, the troopers noticed that they were no longer being fired upon. They waited in readiness, watching the gully. Suddenly, Clem spoke.
Hey, Sarge, look. Men with their hands tied behind their backs are coming out of the gully.
We'll have a doggone. See, maybe it's a trick, eh?
Hey, look. Coming behind them with drawn guns. A masked man and an Indian.
They're walking all of them towards you. Hey, stay where you are. We have you covered.
We call all the crooks, Sergeant. They plan to ambush the wagons. I suggest you and your men take them to Dove Creek and turn them over to the sheriff.
Keep your guns ready, man.
The troopers, led by the sergeant, walked slowly toward the masked man and the outlaws.
Now that you're covering these crooks, we'll holster our guns.
I don't savvy this, mister. I figure you and the Indian are with him. If this is some trick...
It's no trick. This is the leader of the gang.
Why, you...
I recognize him from handbills as Rock Gordon.
Yeah, but who are you? What's this all about?
You're carrying raw gold in one of your wagons. Gold cast in the form of small cannonballs and painted black.
How do you know that?
I suggested to the army it be sent that way for protection.
Then you must have told the others.
No, I found this letter on Rock Gordon. That's where he learned about the gold.
Hey, that's my letter. I sent it to my mother.
Rock intercepted it, probably in some stage holdup. It doesn't pay to tell army secrets, Trooper. Even in a letter to your mother.
You know everything, don't you?
I managed to find out a few things.
Hank, it's your fault the Lone Ranger got onto us.
The Lone Ranger? Well, I've heard of him.
You have?
Yeah. He's a masked man who rides a big white stallion. Has an Indian friend, and they help the law. And say, that's it. You must be the Lone Ranger.
That's right.
Holy mackerel. Well, I'm sorry we held guns on you, mister. And thanks for helping us.
Those outlaws would have ambushed us if the masked man and Indian hadn't come along.
We came to see that the wagon got through safely. I'm glad we can help. You'll find the crook's horses in the gully. Tonto and I'll go for our horses, and we'll scout ahead of the wagons from here to Fort Stockton. We'll see you all again. Adios.
Adios. All right, men. Tie these crooks to the horses. We'll get them behind bars in Dove Creek.
All right, sir. All right.
I'm sorry about what I put in that letter, Sarge.
Well, I reckon you learned a good lesson, Clem. From now on, you better remember the advice you just got from an hombre who seems to know what he's talking about. But if it hadn't been for that letter, Clem, I'd never have gotten to meet the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.